Lord God, on this Resurrection Sunday, take my words and speak through them. Take our hearts this morning and speak to them. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence and we ask you to bring conviction to our hearts through your living word, that you will initiate healing and transformation in our lives. All for the glory of your great name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, I have to say, this has been a really strange Holy Week. It's been a Holy Week that I will never forget. As I sought to remember the Lord Jesus' passion, I was experiencing these swings of emotion and feeling. One moment feeling sorrowful, one moment feeling anxious and fearful, one moment feeling joyful, and then feeling frustrated at the smallest things. One moment feeling extraordinarily stressed out, and then feeling incredible peace from the Lord. I'm sure you can relate. All of these different feelings as we're in the midst of this coronavirus crisis, as we're walking through Holy Week and now celebrating Resurrection Sunday, I'm with an empty church. You're at home. I wonder, what's it going to look like from the future, 10, 20 years into the future, as they look back on this time? How will this crisis be remembered? Will it be remembered as a worldwide health crisis? Will it be remembered as a massive overreaction? Will it be remembered as some sort of conniving or behind-the-scenes manipulation? Will it be seen as a colossal financial crisis? There's a lot of this talk out there. I'm sure you've heard it. And it's way too early to tell how this is going to look from the future. We're still in the middle of it. But I know that as the future looks back, there's going to be speculation and lots of discussion about what happened and what was reported and what didn't happen. There's going to be discussion about what should have been done, what could have been done. There's going to be an examination of the decisions that were made by our leadership. There's always going to be this discussion between the real news, what actually happened, and then what we've heard in our media, the fake news, this new term. The fake news, the information that's input from outside, or the rereading of what actually happened. That's guaranteed to happen. I want you to think about the Holocaust for a moment. We're 75 years after the end of World War II. Just 75 years, not even a century. And yet, there are some in the world who want to believe and who are speaking that the Holocaust didn't happen. They're communicating that it was either a massive miscommunication or it wasn't as bad as it was. But there's this fake news that's coming against the real news that the Holocaust did happen. We can expect that to happen with this crisis as well. Real news versus fake news. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Real news, along with real change and real mission. Because today we celebrate the greatest real news that has ever been broadcast, that Jesus Christ is no longer dead, but that he's risen from the grave. He is alive. This is the greatest news. This is the real news that changes lives. Because his resurrection validates his own words, all of his teaching, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father. And that those who follow him will receive forgiveness of their sins. They don't have to die in their sin condemned. But by his sacrifice, his death, and his resurrection, there's new life. There's hope. There's healing. And there's transformation. Jesus Christ is alive, and that is real news. Our psalm talked about this real news hundreds of years before it was prophetic, where it declared that the stone that the builders rejected would be the chief cornerstone. It would be marvelous in our eyes, and the Lord would do it. And then it says that this has happened. It's marvelous. We should rejoice and be glad. And that is the rejoicing that we celebrate with today, that Jesus is alive. We read in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 28, a historical accounting of this resurrection. The women go to the tomb and they're met by an angel. And the angel speaks to them, "You are looking for Jesus Christ who was crucified. He is not here. He is not dead, but he has risen. Quickly go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead." This is the greatest real news. And it's news that changed the world. Within 10 years, within 20 years, that real news spread throughout the Judean countryside. It spread throughout the known world at the time, transforming lives, bringing healing in Jesus' name from illness, bringing miracles in Jesus' name, transforming lives regardless of ethnicity, regardless of status and social status, regardless of sexuality, male or female. It reset everything under the kingdom of God, and it changed the world. Real news brings real change. And we see that. We see both of them in our reading from Acts. We read about Cornelius, who was not Jewish. He was a Gentile. He was actually a Roman centurion. We read that he had gathered all of his family. He had gathered all of his friends. And he had Peter in his home, a Jew, declaring this real news to them. And if you remember what Peter said, he said, "Y'all have heard what's happened. You've heard this buzz. You've heard this news. Let me tell you that it's real. This happened. Jesus was resurrected, and not only did it happen, but we, myself," Peter says, "and those that are with me, we were eyewitnesses. We saw Jesus. He appeared to us. We touched him." This is the real news, that Jesus Christ is resurrected and is Messiah. And while Peter was speaking, we didn't read as far as declared what happened next. I encourage you to go back and read Acts chapter 10 later. While Peter was still speaking to them, the Holy Spirit in power descended upon all those in that Gentile home, and there were miracles. They were changed. They were transformed, and it led Peter to baptize them in Jesus' name. Real news brings real change. And that change then leads, it initiates real mission. I want you to think about Peter and the change that happened to him. Peter, right after the crucifixion, was a mess. In the midst of Jesus' trial, he denied his Lord and Master three times. All this after he promised Jesus, "I'll stand with you till the end, Jesus. I will never fall away, even if I must die." And that night, he betrayed his Master. He wept bitterly. He was useless. He was hopeless. He was a mess. But then he was transformed. Peter was transformed. And he wasn't transformed by the news, by the women running back and saying, "Jesus has been resurrected. He's risen." He was transformed by his encounter with the living Lord Jesus. That transformed him. Jesus, who is alive, was encountered by Peter, and Peter was restored. His shame was gone. His regret was healed. He was forgiven. He was transformed into a leader among leaders in the early church, and he was given a mission. Real news brings real change that initiates real mission. I want you to think about, what was Peter doing in this Gentile's home in the first place? Again, you have to read chapter 10, because it tells the story. At the beginning of chapter 10, Cornelius is praying. This Roman centurion is praying. He's seeking the Lord, and an angel appears to him in a vision. And this angel, it's really fascinating if you read the story. The angel gives Cornelius very specific instructions. Cornelius, I want you to send for somebody you've never met, Peter, who's staying with someone else who you've never heard of, Simon, who happens to be a tanner, who happens to live by the sea. That was the most specific GPS coordinates that could have been given in that time. So Cornelius hears that, and he responds. Then Acts 10 goes to what's happening with Peter. Well, Peter is also praying. He's on his roof praying, and he receives a vision from God, where God says, Peter, the animals that used to be unclean are no longer unclean. All animals, all foods are clean. Don't declare what I have declared clean unclean, God says. And that literally opened the door for Peter then to be able to enter Cornelius' home, the home of a Gentile. While Peter's having this vision, three men show up at the door of the house. They followed the GPS coordinates right there, and they're knocking on the door. God interrupts Peter's vision and says, okay, Peter, three men have come for you. They are now at your door. Go with them without hesitating. And Peter does. And that's why he was there, declaring the real news of Jesus. Are you following this? Peter was a mess, and then he received hope. He received transformation. God healed his brokenness. How many of you are longing for that hope? Longing for a course correction, longing for healing in the midst of wherever you are? God did that in Peter. Peter was listening for God's voice as he prayed. God gave him instructions and he followed them. Cornelius was seeking God. He was also praying and listening for God's voice. God gave him instructions and he followed them. And it led to the transformation, not just to Cornelius. The news was so important to Cornelius, this real news. He didn't know what it was, but he gathered all of his family and all of his friends, and it transformed them. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. Jesus right now is fulfilling, continuing to fulfill the prophecies, because he fulfilled every one of the prophecies from the Hebrew Scriptures. Think of Isaiah 61. He's rebuilding the ancient ruins. He's restoring the places long devastated. He's bringing comfort to those who are sorrowful. He's releasing the prisoners, liberty to the captives. How many of you long for those promises? Real news leads to real change, living differently. Peter was never the same, which initiates real mission. At the end of Matthew's gospel, just a few verses later, Matthew declared Jesus' words, or Jesus says to his disciples, go on mission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in my name, teaching them to obey my teaching, to live differently, and I will be with you always. You see, when you turn to Jesus in faith and you set down your life, he gives you new life and new purpose and new hope and new peace that is not available in this world. Real news brings real change, which initiates real mission. What does that mean for you today? Perhaps you're not believing the real news. You're still following some other story. I hope that you'll pause this week, this day, and ask Jesus Christ to reveal himself to you, because he is alive. He is active. Many cultures, many religions, many leaders have sought to prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead, and they cannot because he's alive, and they will not because he is alive, and he offers you new life. Some of you are following Jesus, and yet you still feel lost maybe in this season, fearful, anxious, without hope, sorrowful for what you've lost. Ask Jesus to reveal himself to you. Ask for the hope and the peace that he offers you that's promised to you. If you're not receiving it, allow a moment where you examine your life and see if Jesus is asking you to let go of something. Real news brings real change. He may be asking you to let go of your way, let go of your priorities, let go of your baggage, let go of your resentment, let go of your anger, let go of your unforgiveness. Turn to him, and he will bring new life to you. It's been incredible to watch so many members of Church of the Redeemer in recent weeks as this coronavirus crisis has stripped away so many priorities from our lives, simplifying life. I've seen many of you step up and step out and go out into mission like I haven't seen you before, reaching out through phone and computer to those, reaching out to old friends, restarting conversations from long ago, and allowing Jesus Christ to shine through you. I've seen you caring for one another, delivering groceries. I am so proud of this church. For those of you that are living as his disciples, it inspires me. And if right now you feel like, where's my inspiration? I hope you will ask Jesus to reveal himself to you, spend time in his word, let him change you, and then listen as he sends you out into the world to be his light, to be his good news, his real news to a hurting world. Let this real news today bring real change into your life and send you out on mission to the glory of our resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.